Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Ayin V'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Mei. This is the third shir on this Daf. The Gemara in the Amud Beis in the middle of the page brings what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said about himself and his son. Reisi bnei Aliyo v'emotim. I saw many great people, bnei Aliyo, but they're very few. And if there are thousands, me and my son are part of them. If there are 100, me and my son are one of them. If there are only two, so it's me and my son. Then the Gemara says, why are you saying it's only two? There's 18,000 rows of them. So the Gemara says, that's Mistaklibas Baklal Yomihiro, and that's the Loi Mistaklibas Baklal Yomihiro. Says the Gemara, still, we do find that there's 36 tzaddikim that say Shechina every day. Says the Gemara, Adal Bebar, Adal Beloi Bar, and Rashi explains, they come in with permission, and they go without permission. So Shir Bar Yochai says, me and my son are the tzaddikim that see clearly and they come with permission. So there's a few things that are hard to understand in this Gemara. First of all, Shir Bar Yochai, is that a Baal Gaivo, Chas HaShalom, to say, me and my son are so special? Second, Marsha already asks over here, what is a Spaklar Meiro? It says that we have 36 that see a Spaklar Meiro. The Gemara tells us somewhere else that the only one who's able to see in a clear vision, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the difference between Moshe and all the other Nevi'im. So how here you have a Spaklarim here for so many? And then, what does it mean that Ali Bebar, Ali Bebar, how do we understand this difference, this Chiluk? So the Ben Yoyod that gives us over here a key that really gives a little more understanding in the Gemara. The Ben Yoyod says, we're not talking over here the way things appear in this world. We talk over here about the Shoyrish HaNeshama, where the Neshama belongs to. He brings the name of the Rashash, that Tzaddikim, there are different Tzaddikim that belong to different worlds. We know there's, Alpi Kabbalah, there's four worlds. There's Olam HaTzilus, which is where we have the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have Olam HaBriya, Olam Yetzira, Olam HaAsiya, different worlds. And different Neshamas belong to different places. So when the Gemara is talking about, there is only Bnei Aliyah, we're not talking about people necessarily that achieved as much. We're talking about people that their Shayush and Neshama is a very high place. Bnei Aliyah. And the Bnei Yodah explains later, that's why Shir B'chai was speaking about it, because the reason why he was Zoyche, that is the Shaman belonged over there, is because he was Oisek B'Torah Sassoyt. He was Oisek in Soyde Sattoyro. And therefore he was Zoyche to this, and that was what he's trying to give a message. If you could bring your neshama to a much higher place through the Eisig and Teres Hasoid. So according to this, first of all, Shir B'chai is not doing Al Skaivo. He wants to teach people to learn Teres Hasoid, as Ben Yoda says. And furthermore, we talk about here Shoresh HaNeshama. It's not your, so much your achievement to where really you belong. The Ben Yoda himself says that that's the pshat, the Mistakli Bas Faklar Meiro. The Marshal says only Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do that. We're not talking about Mistakim Vespaklar Meiro here in this world. Here in this world, only Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoyche to that. And this Gemara we're talking about up there in Shemayim. In Shemayim, who is Zoyche to that? That's, who is the Bnei Aliyah that in such a high place that they're able to see clearly the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim, not here in the world? That's a different number. That's what Gemara discussed over here. And then when it says Ali Baba Velo Bar, both the Marshal and the Bnei Yodah explain, different than Rashi. Not with permission, not permission. But Ali Bebar, Ali Bebar means going with their son. Meaning that Reb Shir Bar Yochai was unique. It wasn't only him. It was him and his son together. And the Bnei Yodah adds that it's not only Pshat that it was him and his son. But Pshat, when you have your son, Bro is a Kara Davul. The son is Mizaki, the father. So the father has his own schus, and when he has a son who continues his ways, he adds another schus to himself, the fact that he has a son with him. So Reb Shir B'chai is actually saying, even according to this more, not only that I'm the reason I'm Zoyche, it's not only me, it's my son that comes with me. So my schus is not only myself. So that's what the Gemara concludes, according to this understanding, that there's only two, Reb Shir Bar Yochai and his son, that had the Milo of the Shoresh and Neshama of Aspaklar Meiro, and it was a father and son together, then it gives a little more of understanding in this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.